All right, the NASCAR season isn't too far away, starting down in Daytona. Seems like those guys live down there for a month. One of those guys is Brad Keselowski, who's with us now. Brad, welcome in. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm just enjoying my month off.
Yeah, so what, I mean, I got the joke there.
Until we call.
Yeah, you were enjoying your month off, now you're on with us. What is the most fun thing you do in the off season? Is there anything you annually do when you've got the downtime in the off season?
Annually, ooh.
And it doesn't have to be. If there's something you did this year, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, this year, my wife and I, we had a baby. I don't know. That's not an annual thing. At least I don't think it is. God help me if it does become an annual thing.
You can control that, by the way.
Yeah. I definitely, hey, we both had an influence on that one. it's been good. We're really blessed with that. You know, kind of when the season's over in NASCAR, you know, it's all this, hey, let's go on vacation. And, you know, NASCAR is very much a lot of travel, you know, 38 weeks, and there's a couple weeks that are close to your home, but not very many. And when that's all said and done, you really don't want to travel. I'd rather just, you know, get on my couch and watch some football games. So does that count? I don't know.
That's what we do.
That's my annual off-season tradition, yeah. I do the whole Al Bundy, one hand in your pants and the other hand in a beer, so watch a football game.
Are there certain things in the off season you do, though, that help perfect your craft once you get back in the car?
Oh, sure, but I'm not going to tell you.
Trade secrets?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, easier answer then. Are there other drivers that you talk to a lot in the off season?
Yeah, my teammates. We'll talk to them, you know, probably once a week or more. You know, we try to talk about what we need to be the best we can be and all those good things and, you know, push each other and push our team to be the best it can be.
Is there ever a fear for you getting burned out? Because it is such a short off season. You started off by saying you're 1 month off, and that is absolutely the truth. Such a short off season, and your sponsor meetings, your racing, the testing, and all that. You guys work 11 months out of the year. Do you ever worry about burning out?
Oh, absolutely. But then you remember that there's other people that have to work 12 months a year, so it doesn't sound so bad working 11 months.
But anytime I don't know if this started as a hobby for you or if you envisioned it being a job, but a lot of times hobbies turn into jobs and it does lose the fun. You're able to still find fun in it though, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, the fun is when you win. The problem is that winning's really hard. There's a lot of competition so you can't win a lot. In fact, you know, if you can win one out of every 10, you know, you're kind of like a Hall of Famer. You know, you try to keep that in mind, but, you know, it still is a privilege to be a race car driver, whether you have a good day or a bad day. It beats having a normal job.
Now, when you get some of these months off or this month off and you're watching football, are you more of a college football on Saturday or NFL on Sunday?
Both. Oh, I love both. I just love being able to sit on the couch, to be quite honest with you, and enjoy normal life. You know, I grew up a Michigan football fan, which, you know, unfortunately – you know, that didn't go very well.
Are you a Harbaugh guy, though?
But I like him. Yeah, I like Jim. He's been nice to me, at least. Of course, you know, we want to win the big games. We haven't been able to do that. But, you know, I'm trying to keep the faith, trying to be positive here. You can't win if you're not positive.
Brad Keselowski is with us as they get ready to go to Daytona. You know, it's kind of weird, like you're an NFL fan, too. I believe a Lions fan. Am I right about that?
I'm sorry. Say it again.
No, I said you're an NFL fan, too. A Lions fan. Am I right about that?
Yeah. Gosh, man, you just keep rubbing it in.
Yeah, gotta stay positive.
No, there was a reason I was asking that.
I am a Michigan football fan and a Detroit Lions football fan, and both of them had, you know, two of probably the worst seasons you could have.
I was just going to ask, as an NFL fan, obviously the Super Bowl is the big event to end the season. It's what everybody aims for. The Daytona race gets played as the Super Bowl of stock car racing, and I assume you view it that way. Is it kind of weird that that's the way you start your season with what is the biggest event?
Yeah, it's different. You know, and I think what's interesting about, you know, NASCAR is that compared to other sports, all the teams compete against each other every week. So, you know, in football, all the teams are competing almost every week. You have a couple bye weeks. But with respect to that, they can only play one, at a time, right?
Right.
At NASCAR, 40 teams compete against each other every week. Literally against each other. Where in football, you can only compete against one team at a time. So, you know, with that in mind, it certainly has different dynamics. It's a little bit more like golf, per se, where all the golfers compete against each other every week. And so, we have playoffs. I'm not really sure we need playoffs, but we have playoffs. But the reality is that the Super Bowl became such a big deal because it was an opportunity to see the best play against the best. But in racing, you have that every week. And with that in mind, the first race or the first week of the season is really an opportunity for everybody to have, you know, we said it was 1 month off, but reality is it's 2 or 3 months to completely prep over the winter and bring their A game to a racetrack. And so that makes it the biggest race of the year because you've had the most amount of time to prepare for it. So I think it's different, yes, but I think it's a good thing.
All right, he is Brad Keselowski. They will be back on the track before you know it after that short off season down in Daytona and back here in Talladega very, very soon. Brad, thank you very much for the time. Have a great weekend. Best of luck this year.
Thank you, guys and gals. Appreciate your support of our sport, and we'll see you in Talladega. Hopefully we can win there again.
All right, let's hope so. We like you winning, man. You're good on the show. Thanks, man. Take care.
Thank you. All the best.
By the way, Geico 500 is April 26th there in Talladega. The Daytona 500 coming up in just a couple of weeks. Brad Keselowski with us on the Bud Light Seltzer Hotline. At your favorite retailer now in 3 flavors, strawberry, mango, or black cherry. Only 100 calories, 2 carbs, and gluten-free.
We had to cut the interview short because he was about to go on the other side of the moon in that orbit that he was in.
A little bit of a delay.
A little bit of delay. Those are the hardest interviews to do. But we've had him in the studio and also on location 2 different times. And he is one of our favorite interviews and one of the nicest guys. If you watch him week in and week out on the broadcast, occasionally he'll come across as brash or honest, emotional. But that makes it interesting to me. I like people like that.
You need those guys in that sport.
You know, we were talking Terrell Owens earlier. I like having a Terrell Owens in the sports. It makes it more interesting. I liked guys like Tony Stewart back in the day in NASCAR. I don't want to go to the point like we had the other night in Kansas at Kansas State, but I like somebody that will
stir it up
a little bit that makes it more interesting on a day in and day out basis.